Hello, welcome to From God's Heart to Mine. I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for joining me as we aim to draw nearer to God every day. This is quick Bible tips, something to help your Bible study today as you're reading God's Word and trying to understand it, trying to apply it to your life. Just a quick piece of advice, something to keep in mind to help improve that time with the Word. And what I want you to think about today is that the Bible is more than just words on a page. There are many books that have been written. Ecclesiastes even says of the making of many books, there is no end. But the Bible is very different because the Bible is the mind of God being communicated to us. It's not just the thoughts or opinions or imagination of a man like in any other book we might read. The Bible communicates the mind of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 9, Paul quotes from something that Isaiah says and says, "As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." So Paul makes a very simple point here that we don't know what is in the mind of any man unless that man tells us, unless he reveals to us. Only his own spirit knows what is in him. Same is true for you. Only your spirit knows what is inside you, your minds, your thoughts. Well, the same is true for God as well. We cannot read the mind of God. We cannot see the mind of God, hear about it in nature. We can't conceive of God's mind and his thoughts in our own hearts. The only way for us to know the mind of God is if God's Spirit reveals it to us. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has done in inspiring the Word of God. See Ephesians 3 verse 5, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, 2 Peter 1 verses 20 and 21. It is so clear that the Bible, which is inspired of God, is a communication of God's own mind. So what does that mean for my Bible study when I read, when I hear the Bible? It means that through the Bible, we learn God's standard. Every person has a standard. For humans, we call it our conscience. There are things that bother us, things that we don't like as much and say, no, I think we need to do better at this. I think this way is right. Well, God, being the ultimate being, has the ultimate standard. And it's to God's standard which we are really all subject. Well, how do we know exactly what it is that God says is right or what God thinks is wrong? Well, that's only through the communication of his mind in his word. And so if we want to know what God thinks about any action, does God approve of this? Is God pleased by this? We can't come up within our own hearts based on our own conscience or opinion. This is how I think God feels about it. We must look to what God has communicated about his thoughts. This also means that through the Bible, we gain insight into God's purpose. Why does God do what he does? Well, the only way for us to know is if God tells us what he does and reveals it to us, and we can look to his word and find where he tells us, this is why. This is what I'm trying to accomplish. So if we want to know what God's purpose is for our lives, we have to look to what God says about our lives. And the last thing this means is that through God's word, we can begin thinking like God. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You see, the highest point a man can reach is not by being God, though some people try to make themselves God, and that's idolatry. The highest point that man can reach is being like God. Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children." And what we want to do in life as Christians is try as much as possible to think and act like God does. Well, how do we know how God thinks? And how do we know what God would do in any situation? The age-old question, what would Jesus do? Well, we have to look to God's word. That's where he reveals to us his own mind and thoughts. That's where true wisdom is found, according to Proverbs 2, verses 5 and 6. And so when you read and study the Bible, remember, this is not just words on a page. It's not just letters and documents of history and of communication between men, though it is that. But it is also the inspired communication of God's own mind. And that should enrich your Bible study today. Thanks for listening to From God's Heart to Mine. Open your heart today to pursue God's heart and try to show God's heart to others. Thank you.